We're going to talk a little bit about this Atlanta Falcons run defense, this defensive line, and the question I posed, Bo, heading into the break, what are you more concerned about in the long run? Is it the run defense or is it the pass rush? Now, allow me to jump in here first. We'll get to some sound in just a second. Obviously, a lot of these things are one and the same when you talk about personnel. Now, there's a little bit different. I think when you look at pass rush, you're not going to talk about Nate Lamon. You'll talk about Caden Ellis to an extent. You'll talk about trying to create, you know, magic off the back edge and bring a corner cat, maybe Jesse Bates every now and then. But for the most part, when we talk about pass rush, we're going to talk about the four defensive linemen that are rushing the passer and maybe a plus one. All right, when we talk about run defense, all right, that has to do with the entire front seven. And sometimes a guy like Justin Simmons, Jesse Bates, whoever else it might be, rolling down in that. Here's what I'll say. Until the run defense gets better, it's not even worth talking about the pass rush. Until the run defense gets better, it's not even worth talking about the pass rush. Now, I was listening to Andy and Randy yesterday. They're talking about, hey, eventually this pass rush will catch up to you, and I agree. All right, but that's not even worth talking about until we can get past the run defense, because until we can get a better run defense, you ain't going to have third and longs be able to tee off on the quarterback. And I know that Seattle's going to pass it a ton and not really going to try to run it. But to me, the run defense is much more a huge part of the next, how many games they have, 11 games left in the regular season. The run defense is carrying all the burden on their shoulders right now moving forward until they get it corrected.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Please do.
And I hear this. I want to push back. It's not that I disagree. It's not that I disagree with the sentiment, oh, it's going to come to bite you eventually. I don't necessarily disagree with that. So who's going to be the guy that does it then? Because Jalen Hurts didn't make you pay for it. Patrick Mahomes, in reality, did, but he didn't. Because, I mean, you at the end of the day, you had a chance to win that game, and you just could not convert. Baker Mayfield didn't. Derek Carr didn't. Who's the quarterback that, Andy Dalton didn't? So if Patrick Mahomes can't light you up for 400...
What do you mean Patrick Mahomes didn't make you pay for it? We lost.
You lost, but you didn't lose because Patrick Mahomes shoved it down your throat and you lost like 40-20.
Patrick Mahomes looked like he was on vacation in the backfield, dude. What do you... Like, we lost that game. You can say he didn't make you pay for it. Okay, fine.
But what
At
is
no
making
point did he
pay?
Feel like he was what under is, a threat.
Well, you've got the... You have the, let me see, hold on a second, the ninth best pass defense in the league. So my point is you're not losing games. The games that you've lost haven't been because you couldn't get to the quarterback and because you were getting lit up through the air. It's because you can't stop the run. It's because teams are able to possess the ball. It's because teams are constantly in second and third and short because of the fact that they're able to control the ball and you're giving up 142 yards a game on the ground.
Well, and obviously, the way I started this, I agree with you. But I have to push back on the fact that you think we haven't been bitten by it yet. And I think the issue is you and I are looking at this from two different angles. Right? You're saying, well, it hasn't bit us. You know, Patrick Mahomes just did a little bit. He kind of checked it down. The problem with me is the pass rush can be an offensive-style weapon. You create turnovers. You create negative plays. Now, while you can look at Patrick Mahomes' numbers or whoever else's numbers and say, well, they didn't really burn you, that's fine. We need it to go the other direction. We need to create the negative plays. We need to create the TFLs. We need to create the turnovers. When quarterbacks are under duress, that's when they throw picks. Just ask Andy Dalton last week. Well, so I agree with you. I 100%. The run defense is A1, the priority for me
I think that starts with the run defense. I think getting sacks starts with the run defense because if I can run the ball first and 10 and get 5 yards, well, that's second and five. Now my entire playbook is open. And
I agree.
And you don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I might run for another 4 yards and then – throw, vice versa, I might throw, you know what, second and five. I think I can run at chunks on this team. But for me, if I can limit you to a couple yards on first down the run game,
yeah.
Now second eight, I think your playbook is less open. I think you maybe have to Because if you run again and you only get a couple yards, third and six, I can bend my ears back and come at you a little bit. No. I can hug up on coverage a little bit and try to make you pat the ball and because you've got to get 6 or 7 or 8 yards.
Yeah.
I just think it changes things, but as long as you lose first down, and a lot of that has been in the run game, the offense is at an advantage, and you're not.
And here's what else I'll say, and you mentioned it. You're getting 5 yards on first down, whether you're running or throw it, whatever it is. You're getting 5 yards on first down. At second and five, let me just give you all – second and five, guess what part of the playbook is open on second and five? The whole freaking thing. The whole thing is open on second and five. All right, you can run play action. You can run draws. You can run screens. You can five-step drop. You can run another run play. The whole freaking thing is open. All right, so we talk about situational football and can we get them in third and long so we can rush the passer? That's exactly what we're talking about. We need to get them in second and long for that part. And it is, look, I get it, man. The Falcons are very smart the way they go about their defensive game planning, and I don't know that they get enough credit for that. It's not like we're an extremely well-rounded defense at this point. We are very good in the secondary. Shout out to Jimmy Lake. Shout out to Raheem. Shout out to everybody else back there. And we're not that great up front. But schematically, I think the way we're playing up front lends itself to what we are trying to do in an overall scheme. Basically, what we're saying is, yeah, check it down. Yeah, go ahead and do that. Yeah, rip off some of the big gainers on the ground. But guess what? When things tighten up, we're going to be able to blitz you. We're going to be able to play situational football, and we'll come for you.
And Art said it best in the broadcast. You can call the blitzes you want, but if at some point if they don't get home, the guys have to get home. Okay, Caden Ellis has to get home when they call.
Lorenzo Carter misses the one in
exactly.
the back.
Exactly.
Tough.
I just think at some point you have to get home. If I'm blitzing Caden Ellis, I'm gonna need him to run over the running back and create some chaos.
Yeah, don't get Bijan'd by the running back. All right, and that's what I'm gonna start calling it because he's been that good.